Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we're fortunate to have on Manny Rugumba. Manny is a starting defensive back for the Miami of Ohio football team and is one of the top returning players on last year's MAC championship winning team. Manny, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
To start, Manny, we see this has been a unique offseason going into your final year of collegiate football, but how have you stayed close to the game of football, your teammates and coaches during this time period?
I've been here on campus the whole time. So I've been, you know, the coaches have been around. I've seen the coaches. Obviously, with social distancing, it's tough. But a lot of things we do is Zoom calls to stay, you know, stay sharp on our mental and our playbook and things like that. Because right now we'd be progressing into summer workouts and eventually into fall camp. But yeah, we've missed a lot of time with spring ball and a lot of practices we missed. So the thing that I've been just trying to do is stay conditioned as much as I can, continuously putting my body through workouts, you know, day in and day out, trying to keep my body in football shape, because I know this is something that nobody was prepared for. So I'm just trying to do my best to stay ready.
And Manny, for those who don't know, you spent your first two seasons of your collegiate career at Iowa. Can you talk a little bit about the transition and why was it so smoothly?
The transition, really, I think it went by smooth because of the kind of program Iowa was, Phil Parker and his defense, and how he was just so focused on the mental aspect of the game. Coming to a new defense at Miami, I think that's one thing that I picked up from him, was just being able to dissect, you know, concepts, whether they be offensive concepts or defensive concepts. And I feel like that was just my biggest thing, just picking up the playbook as fast as I could. And then obviously I was surrounded by a group of guys that were able to, you know, help me and bring me along and just treated me as if I were there the last 2 years.
Manny, what would you say were the biggest differences schematically between the Iowa and Miami of Ohio defenses?
I would say the schemes of the defense. Iowa, majority of the defense is give up no big plays and everything's in front of you and everybody's off the quarterback. But with here, us at Miami, a lot of the things we do is pack the box. And, you know, we pack the box and we make teams. We play one high. So, you know, we make teams throw the balls out to the corners. So it's a lot of stress on the corners. And, you know, it really tests you. And you're on an island majority of the time. But as far as the differences, I think it was more of a don't get beat deep type of defense at Iowa. Keep everything in front of you and, you know, anticipate things and jump routes. I know they lead the country in like interceptions since 2017. So it's just like, you know, a result of their that kind of defense that they play, where our defense is take everything away. You know, don't just let things go in front. Like, we don't even sometimes. We don't like guys catching hitches or, you know, speed outs or slants. Where at Iowa, you know, you let those things happen a little bit, let the game come to you a little more, and then you know, you can jump plays somewhat. But I would say that was probably the biggest difference I thought was just the defensive schemes.
And Manny, we talked a lot of cornerbacks. The mentality needed by a cornerback is short term memory. Is that something you play with?
Absolutely. I think that's something that during my time when I redshirted in between time, I think that is the biggest thing that I realized. You know, that was the first time since I got to that's pretty much the first time where there was a football season and I wasn't playing. And I would say since I was in like third grade. So I got a chance to watch a lot of football, and I watched a lot of college football and watched a lot of NFL football. And one of the things I noticed is some of the great guys, you know, everybody always says have a short memory, but I really started to, you know, take in that whole concept of just having a short memory and realizing that if they don't score, it doesn't matter. You know, And I think that's one thing I try to play with to the best of my ability.
During that time off, you touched on watching NFL and collegiate football. Were there any teams or guys specifically that you watched and took areas of their game and added them to yours?
Guys like Desmond King, Richard Sherman, Marcus Peters, just the three that jump off my, just come to mind.
Quite the breakout season last year, 85 tackles, one interception, 8 pass breakups. But some games that really stuck out was your performance in the MAC championship game, performance in Ball State game, and the one at Western Michigan. Performances like that, do those performances give you a boost of confidence?
They definitely do, because I think it gives you an assurance that, you know, your hard work pays off, you know. Western Michigan was tough. That was a tough game because we were coming off of, but we had a little rough start to the season. That was like one of our tougher opponents we had to play early on. And, you know, we were very, you know, it was a close game, I would say, until about the third quarter. But the amount of work I feel like our defense put in that game and some of the things that we had on film that, you know, there were good things on film and there were bad things on film. But I think just those kind of games that we were able to have, and just the more success I have in a game, I think it's a test to the things that I do before the game. Because you can tell, anybody can tell in whatever profession they do, whether they're doing something to the best of their ability or not. And when you put forth that effort prior to the game, a week before the game, and the game comes and it's only, you prepare for 7 days, but you only get like 60 minutes, really. And you don't even play half the time because the offense is out there half the time. So just to see that stuff pay off, it definitely boosts your confidence and just lets you know that you're putting forth the right effort, you know, to your game.
Manny, how has the way you've prepared leading up to games changed as you've gotten older and had more experience at the collegiate level?
I think at first, when I was younger, I was really keyed on personnel. I would say personnel and the receiver, and just like somewhat my side of the ball. You know what I mean? Like my side of the formation, or like, you know, just half the side of the field, or like a certain person. But I feel like as I gotten older, I've realized that you're not just playing against the guys that you line up against. You have to somewhat get used to the defensive coordinator. You know, once you watch film, like you get into like week 7, week 8, week 9, no one's changing anything anytime soon. So it's like, it's pretty much like, let's say you're playing your older brother in Madden and you've played him in Madden for the last 3 years. You know how the guy plays. So when you're watching film and you continuously watch games over and over and over, I think the older I've gotten, it hasn't just been about watching players or formations. I feel like now I'm watching, you know, the offensive coordinator. What does he like to do? Like, where does he like to take his shots? Who are his guys that he's getting the ball to in the crucial times? Or I'm looking at not just half the field, but the entire field. I'm looking at, prior to the snap, I'm looking at the far end of the field because I noticed on film that when this guy does this, it's going to be this play on the other side of the field. So just being able to process way more things than I could probably pre-snap. My freshman, sophomore year, I could process like 3 or 4 things pre-snap, but now it's like I'm processing 10 to 15 different little keys that could, you know, give me a play or give me the scoop on a play before it happens. So I feel like I've just been going more in-depth and not just going against the people in front of me or what my side of the field, but the entire field and the offensive coordinator as well.
Manny, like Jack mentioned earlier, you guys won the MAC championship last season. What do you feel that this Miami of Ohio football team has to do to come out victorious and win the MAC championship again?
Focus on ourselves. I feel like that's the best thing we did our last year. Everybody really just counted us out. I'm pretty sure we were scheduled to lose every game besides like 3. I'm pretty sure projected was every game besides 3. And we never really listen to that. So I think the best thing is to not listen to the positive things that we're getting, the feedback, and everybody says, oh, we have 19 returning starters. We got to realize that if we just continuously focus on ourselves and not worry about anybody else outside the program, that it'll just be whatever the results come, it'll be of how hard we're focusing on ourselves and how hard we're working, not what anybody else thinks of us.
Returning so many starters, including yourself, being one of the upperclassmen on the team, how are you going to help out some of these underclassmen in a leadership role and helping them out till we eventually get to the season?
I'm just trying my best to bring them along. Not, I wouldn't say bring them along, but hold them accountable, I would say. I think I'm a real big believer in just holding people accountable to the same standards that you hold yourself. So I'm not going to look at a freshman and see a freshman. I'm going to see an able body that we can use on the field. So I expect him to be just as good as the next guy. So I feel like that's what they expect out of me. And I just feel like it wouldn't be fair if I didn't hold them to that same accountability. So with the guys, you know, being upperclassmen, sometimes I think it was Kobe Bryant, he said it in some quote, I forgot, but he said, you don't have to be, your age doesn't matter about you being great or something like that. So I always try to treat guys with the utmost respect and hold them to the same accountability that I hold myself. So, you know, as good as I expect myself to be, that's how I want, you know, I want them to be even better. So I just try to give everybody the same amount of respect as if they're a veteran. So, you know, they have really no choice but to act like it.
Manny, coming from Naperville, what went into your decision to enroll at Iowa? And can you talk a little bit about the recruiting process and what that was like for you?
I'd say I got my first scholarship. When I was my sophomore year of high school was from Illinois, play receiver. Majority of my offers were all to play receiver. And then halfway through my recruiting, I think it was my junior year or early senior year, I decided to open my recruitment and say I was an athlete. And other schools started coming in. I had some Power 5 schools, but when it came down to it, I chose Iowa because one of the reasons is it was really close to home, and I felt comfortable there. You know, I felt that I was going to be there for 4 years, and I felt comfortable there. But I feel like at the age of 18, you know, that decision, it's a decision that, you know, sometimes not everybody's right about. So just as far as the recruiting went, I felt that it wasn't really hard to choose Iowa. I felt comfortable there with Coach Parker and all the people that he's, you know, progressed into the NFL and continues to progress into the NFL. So that's why I chose Iowa, truthfully. It's because I felt comfortable there and Bill Parker.
Now at Miami of Ohio, what's it been like playing under Coach Chuck Martin, and how has he helped your development as a player?
He's helped my development as a player because he's just so he expects perfection all the time, and you know, he expects that from us because he knows we can do it, and he's a guy who works so hard. I think how hard he works, it makes you want to work just as hard, because the amount of film he watches, the amount of time he spends away from his family, and the amount of time he spends just breaking things down. And he'll break something down for 3 days straight, and then we'll go out there, we'll run it, and two things won't work out of it, and it won't be perfect. And then he'll come back and give it to us a whole nother thing, but he'll stay up the whole night to get it done. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what kind of work it takes. He's always willing to put that work in. And he puts a lot of effort into us. And I think, like, that's one of the biggest things I can take away from him is how hard he watches the film, like, and how many things he watches on the film.
And Manny, from your sophomore season at Iowa to your junior season at Miami of Ohio, we saw the jump in production. What do you think you did in that year off that allowed you to see that level of success junior year?
it was honestly, it was the amount of football I watched. I watched so much, so much football. One, I wanted to keep up with all my guys who were playing while I was redshirting at Iowa. I wanted to keep up with all of them and all the other guys that I know across the country. And two, I just had a lot of time off. Every time my team would travel, there would be a barrage of games on, and I would just constantly keep watching the games. And it was just, I think it was just kind of, it was like, I don't know, I guess it was like a blessing in disguise to just take that time off, because there's things that I noticed on film. Not even, I wouldn't even say on film, but I just like, that's just how I watch football. It's like, you, once you watch film and break it down, you really can't watch the game any other way. So I watched so much of it, I just kept picking things on and off that corners would be good at and that some corners lacked at. And I was just trying to take my game from every other angle that I can probably take it from. And I just really tried to focus on that, my spring ball, that spring coming into this recent year. And it really paid off. It really, really paid off, the amount of, you know, time I took to figure out things that I needed to get better at, and try to go find and figure out ways to get better at them just by watching a lot of different guys.
Based on your experience and all that you've watched of football, in your opinion, what traits make for a great cornerback?
I think if you had a perfect cornerback, great traits, I would say, one, he has to run to the ball. He has to run to the ball. As a corner, if you can add on to the fit in your defense, it could be huge for getting a lot of things on the ground that could go for 100, I mean, not 100 yards, but could go for a touchdown, or could, you know, burst for 30, 40 yards. Can you get it down to 6, 7, 8, 9, you know? And I think a person that runs to the ball relentlessly, is willing to put their body to tackle, finishes, and has a short memory, as well as very smart and instinctive, I would say.
Manny, is there an underclassman in this Miami of Ohio football program that hasn't gotten the media attention yet, but has stood out to you and should be on draft radars pretty soon?
Yeah, there's actually two underclassmen. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say he's an underclassman, but he's going into his junior year now, his freshman junior year. I don't know Sterling Weatherford. He's a safety. I play alongside of him. And we have a nickel named Cecil Singleton. He flashed for us throughout the season. We just had so many guys that, you know, sometimes it's hard for everybody to get an opportunity to play. But Cecil Singleton, I feel like that's somebody who can definitely be, you know, definitely start to be known, especially with the MAC championship that we just won, and just having more eyes on us, and just the position that, you know, he's in, just coming in and being a guy that we're all excited about and that really no one really knows about right now, but definitely will know about him.
Definitely keep him on our radar. And thinking about your future, we know NFL next goal, but do you have any career aspirations or things you're studying for life after football?
Right now I'm studying sports leadership and management. And what I'd like to do after football is, I haven't really honed in on it exactly, but I want to be able to give back to my community through sports and through business in some way, shape, or form, whether that is opening my own sports performance gym, or whether it's just coaching or going into certain high schools, or just I know growing up a lot of people came and just spoke to high schools and just being all kinds of things inspirational to some people. And I haven't really decided exactly what I want to do, but I know that I want to give back through the sport that I love.
Manny, when thinking about the future NFL, one of the goals for many seniors is playing in bowl games like the Senior Bowl, Shrine Bowl. Is that something that you're working towards for next season?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to be able to get recognized as one of the seniors that are fortunate enough to be invited to the to one of those top bowls.
Definitely on your way there. And hypothetical question, if you can be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
I would have to say Richard Sherman. And that's because some of the things he does on film, it's just, you just ask yourself, how is he doing? How is he doing some of these things? Or like, what is it that he's, there's no way he's making some of the plays that he makes unless he knows that it's happening. And it's just hard. I feel like at the NFL level, it's hard to even anticipate some stuff like that, I would assume. And he just seems like, a person who focuses so much on the little things that I feel like that's one thing that I do too. And I would just love to see what goes on in his head prior to the snap of the ball.
And Manny, for a last question, for any rising high school football player, what is the best piece of advice you would get to them?
My best advice to any high school player would be to find something that you're good at within the game, with whatever position you're at, and then perfect it. And then once you do that, find something else you're good at and perfect it. And I feel like you could, of course, you can work on your weaknesses, but sometimes just something you do better than everybody else can get you an opportunity. And I feel like that's one thing you should focus on.
That was Manny Rugumba with the Miami of Ohio football team. We really appreciate your time and best of luck next season.
Thank you so much.